We're talking about food expiration dates here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is trying to get a handle on food spoilage. The FDA recently recommended that food makers stick with the wording best if used by date instead of a host of other language that you might see stamped on things you eat and drink, like best by, enjoy by, fresh through. And every year, about 1.3 million tons of food is wasted globally. It's enough to feed 2 million people, according to the UN. What questions do you have about freshness dates? Do you eat food past its best-by date? Has it decreased your food waste? We're at 800-642-1234. Norbert Wilson is a food policy professor at the Friedman School at Tufts University. Norbert, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
So in May, the FDA put out these new guidelines saying that food manufacturers should use the phrase best if used by on their products. Why is that significant?
Sure. There has been a great deal of concern of the effect of date labels on how consumers understand and use products. The idea is that with so many different date labels, best by, best if used by, sell by, you name it, that consumers find that information confusing. And because of that, they are likely to throw away product that is perfectly safe.
So encouraging manufacturers
to go down to just one date label may help reduce some of that confusion.
And this is a guideline, not an actual ruling, right? It's not enforceable?
That's my understanding. If I remember the language correctly, it says that they strongly encourage, and that is not a federal guideline, and actually, or a federal regulation. And I know that colleagues like Emily Broadleaf at Harvard and others have been advocating for a federal law. And actually, there were a couple of bills in the Congress back in 2016 to actually do that, but they languished in the Congress and they're still sitting there. So my understanding is it's not a requirement. It is just an encouragement. And actually, two industry groups, the Food Manufacturer Food Marketing Institute, and the Grocery Manufacturer Association, have also encouraged a similar labeling scheme, one for quality, best if used by, and one for safety, used by.
Well, explain the distinction there between food quality and food safety. The FDA's suggestion to use best if used by is related to food quality.
Right. And that's the idea, that if we could encourage manufacturers to indicate that some products are only going to change in terms of the quality, there's not a real safety concern about those products, we'll label it that way. And so and there has been some work to suggest that when people are asked what they think about different types of labels, best of use by was one that rose to the top as the one that suggested quality. I would argue that there are probably some other labels that suggest quality. For example, Best Buy or something of that nature. On the other side of it, there are some products that, if consumed beyond a certain point, could actually cause a health concern. Things like listeria could develop, even with proper handling. And so those products could be labeled or should be labeled used by.
Oh, so used by is a slightly different variation to show that, hey, you know, if you consume this after this date, there could be some health consequences?
That is correct. And that's the intent, or that's the hope of a label like that, to convey that kind of information. And I should say, our food system is safe. We shouldn't worry about these things. Things do happen, but we need to be aware of that. But with proper handling, products are potentially fine up to the point of that date when you see used by. But understand, currently, over the last few years, I've spent time hanging out in grocery stores, and you can see the same basic product with different date labels. So even right now, you may go to the grocery store and see, I don't know, a product that one version of it may say used by, another product may say sell by, another one may say best by. So that's where some of this confusion arises. And if you could get all manufacturers to say, okay, we're going to use only use best if used by to suggest, you know, you're not going to get sick like a box of cereal. You're not going to get sick off a box of cereal unless there's something really strange going on. But with a, you know, a product like seafood, you definitely want to be much more careful with that kind of product.
We're talking about food expiration dates with Norbert Wilson as our guide. He is a professor of food policy at Tufts University. What questions do you have about those dates you see in the grocery store? Do you throw out your food after the date, or do you let it stick around? And how long do you keep your food? Share your questions, your stories. They're welcome at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Norbert, the FDA's guidance addresses the wording of expiration labels, but not how food processors determine when something is best consumed or when it expires. So do you see any federal regulation in the pipeline for that?
I don't know. That is an interesting question. I think that there could be a place for some guidance on that. But as you can imagine, and I want to be careful here, I'm not a food scientist, so I can't speak to microbial growth or what have you. But different products are different. Some products are going to be inherently more risky and more likely to develop, you know, for example, listeria as compared to other products. And some products, the only thing that could truly ever go wrong is it just is stale. So having regulations that get into or can help manufacturers navigate the complexity of the food system is not an easy challenge. And so I would think that there would be a great deal of care and thought that would need to be put in place to come up with those kinds of regulations.
And before the FDA's guidance came out, you mentioned you hang out in grocery stores a lot there. You see a lot of variety in expiration labels. So why hasn't there been an industry standard for this, or, you know, why has this taken so long?
That's a really interesting question. And from my readings of the development of these kinds of regulations or policies, or maybe the lack thereof, originally there weren't really date labels. So if you go back in time in the early 1900s, you start to see the development of some of these date labels. But it was in the 70s when consumers were really concerned about food manufacturers communicating to retailers, hey, this is the date that you should start turning the product over. But that information was closed to the consumer. It was printed in an unreadable code for most of us. And so consumers were asking for that information to be made available. But that was really about quality. And in the absence of federal regulations, states start coming up with some set of rules to guide manufacturers, but each state was doing something different. So I don't think it was ever a concerted effort to say, we're just going to cause confusion. I think it was one of these things where no one actually took the lead to say, this is what the food date labels should mean, and this is how this is going to look. There have been different attempts over time, but I think the concern about food waste has really raised the profile. And again, colleagues like Emily Broadleave at Harvard have been really at the forefront of encouraging the consolidation and the simplification. And organizations like ReFed, among others, and the National Defense Research Council have been thinking about this and encouraging us and trying to change federal regulation. But it's slow and hard.
Let's take a call now. Let's go to Troy, who is a truck driver moving through Wisconsin. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind about these expiration labels?
Well, my dad, we lost my mom about 7 years ago, and my sisters and I were going through my dad's pantry, and we found umpteen dozen cans of, you know, canned goods, whether it be tomato sauce or just multiple soups and things like that, that had in excess of 6, 7, 8 years, you know, dates on them. And I was wondering about the safety of those and whether it was proper for us to dispose of those, because I'm realizing now in my own pantry I've got some that are kind of accumulating because I'm on the road so much.
Oh, yeah. And so these freshness dates, expiration dates you see in these canned goods long past, you know, what would you say about that, Norbert?
Yes. Hi, Troy, and thanks for the call. It is interesting. I have heard, and so I'm going to be really careful here. I have heard of people having cans of, you know, some product that were longer than that, and the product was fine. I would say if there are any changes in the shape of the can, obviously if it's leaking or anything, I would definitely throw it out. I personally would not consume it. It's probably fine, but. We can find these kinds of products, and that's what's there. I would say, you know, if we were thinking about donating things like that, often people aren't excited about receiving those kinds of products. But more than likely, it's okay. But I'm really careful about that. Again, I'm not a food safety biochemist or anything like that. So more than likely, it's okay. But I'm not excited about consuming something like that myself.
Yeah, and on many of these canned goods, you see expiration dates long ways off, 2020, 2021, which I know 2020 is kind of around the corner. But some of these canned goods really have shelf life.
They do. They do. And they were meant to last. And if properly sealed and kept in a safe place, they're probably fine for a long time. So yes, so they should be okay. But of course, if you see that bulging, if there's a lot of damage to the can, it could mean that there's a problem.
Tufts University food policy professor Norbert Wilson is our guide here. Do you try to buy foods that have later best buy dates so that you'll be more likely to eat it all? What have you noticed about food waste in your home? Have you taken any steps to decrease what food goes into the garbage? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute with more here on the Ideas Network. Food freshness dates are confusing, and we're talking about steps the FDA is taking to standardize those best buy dates stamped on food products. We're learning about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The FDA is doing this in big part to address this growing crisis around food waste. Almost half of all food waste comes from our homes. That's according to the Natural Resources Defense Council. What have you noticed about food waste in your own home? Have you taken any steps to decrease personal food waste? Do you eat foods past their best buy date? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Norbert Wilson stays with us. He's a food policy professor at Tufts. Let's go back to the phone now with Katie joining us from Madison. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
What do you think about food freshness dates?
I mean, I will say that right now what I do is I will look at the food freshness dates. I'm more aware of the ones that are cottage cheese, sour cream, milk, those kind of things. But I'm not all that worried about the canned ones myself.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten really very aware, and maybe, I don't know, maybe too troubled by some of the dates because people just, I don't know, don't use common sense at times.
You know, what about you? I understand your brother was in Vietnam. What do you think about military rations?
So the military rations, funny thought. When I was growing up, my oldest brother was in Vietnam. And when he came home, when the war was over, the government had a surplus of military rations. And what they would do is they would sell them or give them to the ex-military people coming home. I'm not sure which. I think it was sold. And my brother brought cases of them home. And that's what we supplemented on our shelf when I was growing up.
Oh,
peanut
wow.
Butter, crackers, beans. And they were labeled. And my parents always said, if the top is popped, then it's no good. But otherwise, fair game. It was good. And they were.
Katie, thank you for bringing that. Norbert, they were eating cases of MREs in their home. And Yeah.
I heard that sounds really interesting. These are products that were meant to last. The researchers who've been working on creating those MREs knew that our troops would be out in the field, and they wanted to make sure that they would stay safe and healthy as long as possible. And so food needed to be organized and created in a way that would make sure that was the case.
How much does consumer confusion or confusion over food expiration, how does that affect food waste?
Interesting question. So one of the things that there was some early reporting by researchers out of the United Kingdom that looked at this and argued that something like 20 to 30% of food waste could be attributed to date label confusion. And some of my own work, what I have seen, I can't talk about a percentage, like an X percent of our food is wasted because of date labels, but I did see that there is a level of confusion that when people saw the same date label on different products, they responded differently to them, and that their idea about waste changed by product, by date label, and it wasn't always in the same direction. And if nothing else, again, the example of when you go to the store and if you see a similar product where it may have different date labels on it, what is a consumer to do? So for those reasons, it's not surprising that we see some level of waste that is attributed to confusion around date labels. I would dare argue, though, consolidating or simplifying date labels may actually help, but I'm not sure if it will solve the problem of food waste. I would argue that there are other things that we need to think about when it comes to food waste. And so date labels is an important first step. But there are many other factors that we need to take into consideration.
Yeah, how big of an issue is food waste? Where is it coming from?
Sure. Food waste has been estimated to be anywhere from 30 to 40% in the United States. And the arguments have been that it's about, of that food waste, about a third is from before the consumer to the other two-thirds being on the consumer side. I've been a part of a couple of projects where we were actually looking at food waste from the farm, on the farm, all the way through the retail sector. And we're seeing rates of food waste that may be higher than what we had thought, and also much more diverse and dependent on the product, where regulations or guidelines or expectations by food purchasers of the quality of product influences waste that may occur on the farm. And while farmers are doing their very best to make sure that they are getting product out of their fields and into the hands of consumers, they're also having to respond to quality standards. And some of those standards say that if a tomato or something is too big, then it won't be marketed and therefore may get wasted. It may go into some other uses.
If a food is ugly, they'll reject it?
Oh, yes. If it's misshapen, if it's too large or too small, if it's not the exact color it needs to be, a product can easily be rejected. And some of those rejections can go into things like food pantries, but sometimes it's just plowed under.
Plowed under? You mean just destroyed?
Just destroyed. And goes back into the soil and can be sort of, you know, contributed to the health of the soil, but may not be consumed. Perfectly safe, perfectly enjoyable food can be destroyed.
Let's take a call now. Don joining us from Menominee, Michigan. Hi, Don.
Hello.
What's on your mind about food waste?
Well, I was just wondering about dry beans and dried food. Why do they have a date on it when it's dried, like peas and navy beans? I went into a grocery store and I saw that they threw out a whole basket full of peas to make pea soup. And they had an expiration date. And I couldn't figure out why there would be an expiration date on peas when they've kept peas for years and years.
Don, thanks so much for that question. Norbert?
Don, that's a really that's a tough question in that I'm not quite sure why those peas and dried beans had an expiration date. They should last for a long, long time, and it's surprising. I'd say I've even seen on plastic bottles of water an expiration date, and so I wasn't quite sure what that was supposed to represent. So I think it's something we've just grown accustomed to using and doing. There may be some reason for it that I don't know, but that's disappointing because I would imagine those products were fine unless somehow they got contaminated or the bags were ripped or something else was going on. I would imagine dried beans and peas should last for a long time.
You study a number of issues involving food, Norbert. Why are you interested in exploring this, and where do you go next with your research?
Yes. You know, this was an experience by chance. I actually went to a conference and saw a woman named Ronnie Neff, who was one of the early contributors to this literature, present on this. And I thought, wow, that's a really important topic, because I know in my family we had always had this kind of rule of when in doubt, throw it out. And I knew better in a sense. I knew that that wasn't always the way it ought to be, and I needed to learn more. And so that's how this project with a colleague started off, and that's where I am now. I will say one of the things that I'm interested in, particularly with this, is it's one thing if we say, let's make all date labels the same, or at least have two date labels, a quality and a safety label. But I would imagine that, and I know we are all different people, and my idea right now, and I'm working on completing a project related to this, is how different are we when we, how are the differences in people affecting the way we waste? So if someone is really concerned about safety, are they more likely to waste than others? Because as some of our callers have called in, I would imagine some people are like, oh, I can eat it, it's fine. So I want to understand a little bit more about the differences across people and how you might see in a world where we did come down to a safety and quality label, would you still see waste and by how much?
Norbert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Norbert Wilson is a professor of food policy at the Friedman School at Tufts University, talking about the FDA guidance on food labels that they favored this consistent language, best if used by. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Don't throw us out. We're always fresh here on the Ideas Network.